Chapter 18.
This direction is parallel to the offshoot tunnel we found the money room in, Nan said, pointing straight ahead of her. So if we go this way, I think it might intersect with the main tunnel.
Sounds good to me, Lexi said.
They started in that direction, with Lexi bringing up the rear, tugging the cart with Kara Lee strapped on it. A few minutes later, they were at the intersection. Lexi looked at the larger tunnel, a shiver running up her spine as she noticed the water level had increased to about an inch deep.
This must be the main tunnel.
Nans aimed the beam of her flashlight to the right and then to the left.
You mean the same one we walked down to get here?
Ruth asked. Nans nodded.
So if we go to the left, we'll pass the intersection where we found the room with the money?
Ida shaded her eyes and squinted to the left, as if that would help her see further into the darkness.
Right, Nans answered. And to the right takes us further downtown.
Helen stood in the opening, looking first right, then left.
I vote we go back the way we came. Then we can escape out the doorway in Lexi's basement.
Ruth nodded.
I agree. It's the only sure thing.
Well, it's not really a sure thing, Lexi said. Victor might have locked the door behind him. And if he put that plank back in, we'll never get through it. Ida's forehead creased.
But why would he do that? He thinks we're locked up in the money room. He'd have no reason to take that precaution. I vote we check it out. That does seem like the most logical course of action. The only other way out is the manhole cover in the center of town, and we have no idea which sewer route to take to get there.
Nans turned, shining her flashlight on the group.
Are we all in?
Lexi and the others murmured their agreement. Even Kara Lee let out a shallow groan from the cart. As they turned to the left and sloshed into the tunnel, Lexi felt her heart squeezing in her chest. She wondered how fast the water would rise, and what would happen if they got to the entryway into her basement and found the door locked. Would the water be so high by then it would block off any other route to an exit? The manhole cover in the center of town was the only other way out, and even if they could figure out how to get there, they wouldn't be able to open the cover.
Oh, look, here's the lipstick mark I made.
Helen aimed the beam of her flashlight toward the side of the tunnel, where a bright red arrow marked the intersection with the tunnel they'd taken earlier.
Good, then we are on the right trail.
Nan's voice was edged with excitement. She picked up the pace, leading them further into the tunnel. Lexi trailed along, the last one in line. She glanced back at the cart where Kara Lee lay, still out like a light. Must be nice, she thought. The cart seemed to grow heavier with each step, and her shoulder burned from the strain. If she wasn't faced with drowning in the cold water that was getting deeper by the minute, she might have laughed at the irony. Here she was, sweating it out, while Kara Lee lay on the cart, sleeping blissfully, as Lexi pulled her to safety. After a few minutes, Nan slowed down, shining her light on the side of the tunnel, looking for the connector that led to Lexi's basement.
It should be around here somewhere.
Lexi switched the handle of the cart to her other hand to give her arm a break and concentrated on thinking positive thoughts as she listened to the sloshing sounds their feet made while they waded through the now ankle-deep, frigid water. Her feet were starting to feel numb and heavy, like they did at the beach when the ocean temperature was in the 50s, except she suspected this water was much colder. Her heart pinched as she thought of Nans and the others. They were much older than she was. How much of this could they take?
There it is.
Ruth pointed to something up ahead. They sloshed up to the opening
and turned into the tunnel. The short tunnel angled uphill, so, thankfully, the water level dropped off quickly. Lexi now realized the buildings had been built higher than the sewer with the access tunnels, so any flooding wouldn't reach into the basement. Of course, the uphill angle made the cart even heavier, but Lexi navigated it with a burst of energy. A few more seconds and they'd be free. Or trapped. Nan's flashlight cast sinister shadows on the wooden door. It was closed.
It might not be locked, Ruth ventured.
Right. Lexi dropped the handle of the cart, and she and Nan's pushed against the door.
It opens inward, so pushing should work.
Nan's voice held a tremor of uncertainty.
Maybe it's just stuck.
Back up, Lexi commanded. She took several steps backwards, then launched herself at the door, butting into it forcefully with the side of her body. Pain exploded in her shoulder as it met the unyielding mass of the door with a dull thud. She backed up and tried again. Did she feel the door budge just a little? She tried again and again. But the door didn't open. It was locked, probably secured with a thick piece of wood they'd removed when they opened it. Victor had covered all his bases, Lexi thought, as she gave in to the sinking feeling. They were trapped inside the sewer with nowhere to go.
It's no use, she said, her voice cracking.
Tears stung the backs of her eyes. She turned to Nan's. We're trapped.
Nonsense, Nan's said. The Ladies' Detective Club does not admit defeat. There has to be another way.
Lexi felt drained from the exertion of ramming the door. Her heartbeat drummed in her ears, keeping time with her pounding headache. I hope there is another way, she said, massaging her temple. Too bad I can't think with this pounding going on in my head.
Wait a minute. Nan's tilted her head. You hear that too?
Yeah. You mean it's not just my head aching?
No, I hear it too, Ruth said.
And me,
Ida added. Nan's cocked her ear toward the main tunnel, and her face lit up.
I think I know how we can get out of here.